say the word earthquake, and most Americans think California. A new study suggests that parts of the Midwest may be under just as much underground strain as the famous San Andreas Fault. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Not many people lived in the wilds of Missouri in 1811. Those that did woke up on December 16th and got the shock of their lives. Eyewitness accounts say the ground rose and fell. The air smelled like sulfur. Great cracks opened up and fountains of water came bursting out. Michael Ellis is a geologist at the University of Memphis in Tennessee. He says the ground gave a great shake two more times, in January and February of 1812. They're called the New Madrid quakes, after a nearby town, and they're three of the biggest quakes in this country's history, with a magnitude of at least 8.
The exact magnitude is open to some debate, but there's no debate that these were felt over an enormous area. And the Mississippi River was, in fact, stopped in its flow and flowed backwards for a few hours.
Major earthquakes usually strike places where the edges of giant continental plates smash together, like California. New Madrid sits right in the middle of the North American plate. Ellis says no one knows what could rock such a seemingly solid place.
It's an enigma from the very beginning. Our earthquakes are a different beast altogether.
Ellis and his colleagues wanted to figure out the nature of this beast. About 4 years ago, they got some metal I-beams, about 60 feet long, and drove them deep into the ground around New Madrid, at airports, schools, and even a prison courtyard. A GPS satellite could continuously track the location of the beams to monitor how the ground was moving. What the scientists found surprised them. The ground was shifting at a rate of about a tenth of an inch per year.
Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but it converts into a rate of strain that is comparable to things that we find in the San Andreas Fault in California.
The new results are reported in the journal Nature. They contradict a smaller study a few years ago that didn't see any strain. The findings also suggest that a big quake is likely to strike the Midwest again.
We can say, based on the current levels of seismicity, that the chances of an 1811-1812-sized earthquake is about 7 to 10% in the next 50 years.
Other scientists have given similar warnings in the past. Marticia Tuttle is a geologist who runs a consulting company in Maine. She studies sand deposits left behind when a major earthquake sends slurries of water rushing out of the ground. Her work suggests that New Madrid has had big events every 500 years or so for the last 2,000 years, and it likely will again. She says it's been hard for even some scientists to take this seriously, because this is the Midwest, right? The middle of a continent.
It didn't fit with the way we sort of think about plate tectonics and where frequent large earthquakes occur.
So why would the middle of a continent suddenly start to shake? It could be that the entire plate is under pressure, but upheavals only occur where the crust is weak. Mary Lou Zoback works with the U.S. Geological Survey's Earthquake Hazards Team. She says New Madrid may be that kind of weak spot.
Earthquakes in the central and eastern U.S. won't be as frequent, and they may not be as large as the ones we have in the western United States, but that doesn't mean people should become complacent.
Many older buildings in the middle and eastern parts of the country haven't been made earthquake-proof, and Zoback points out that far more people live there now than in 1811. Nell Boyce, NPR News.